Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Mark with you.
And Clamoring.
Clamoring. First time on the air here on Free Talk Live. But we've known each other for a long time. You've been
quite a while.
Yeah, in New Hampshire for a long time. So thanks for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
And you've been keeping real close touch with Rich Paul, who's nobody.
Yes.
One of our hosts who's been thrown in the pokey by the FBI. And, well, all the lawyers are saying that he hasn't committed a crime at all, but that doesn't seem to stop them. Oh, I know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Republican night on Free Talk Live on Saturday night when we got all these big stations. And that you guys love the FBI. Oh, no, the Republicans don't love the FBI anymore.
Wait,
because of Trump.
Oh,
you don't remember?
I'm confused.
I know, I'm confused too. I never know whether or not we're supposed to support the boys in blue who throw people in jail for no crimes at all.
Well, I have my opinions about that, but...
It's rough being a cop right now. I can tell you lots of them getting shot over the last week. Well, you've got to support guys like Joe Biden if you support the cops, because... they are the tip of the spear of the executive branch of the government. So Biden apparently is saying that there's no such thing as an absolute amendment to the Constitution. And so I wonder what part of the Constitution is absolute, just out of curiosity. He's talking about the Second Amendment, doesn't like parts of it. And let's see, going from Reason Magazine here, during a 2019 presidential debate, Joe Biden scolded Kamala Harris, his then opponent for the Democratic nomination, for promising to impose gun control by executive fiat instead of through legislation. Let's be constitutional. We've got a constitution. I like the sound of that. Yeah, it sounds good.
In theory.
Yeah, it sounds good. Today, President Biden and Vice President Harris, frustrated by the legislative branch's failure to approve the new firearms restrictions that they favor, announced six initial actions to address the gun violence public health epidemic. All of these actions, they say, will save lives. Now, this is one of the things that bothers me about law enforcement. Laws, as we know, are passed through the legislative branch. This is part of the whole word. And this is just crap some crazy old kook has said and written down. All right? This is not law. But it will be enforced by people who call themselves law enforcement officers.
People have opinions.
Yeah. Six initial actions to address gun violence and public health epidemic. All of these actions, they say, will save lives. Now, we don't know that, of course. We don't have science. You can't do one thing and then do another. But they are fully within the administrative's authority and the Second Amendment. There are sound reasons to question all these claims. Yeah, they're not within the Second Amendment. One of Biden's six initial actions is the nomination of gun control activist David Chipman to head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. First off, in an amendment to the Constitution, let's see, the ninth and tenth say basically everything that's not specifically mentioned in this Constitution is remanded back to the states and the people, respectively.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So since they don't mention the ATF, then how can it even its existence be constitutional? Yeah, I don't either. We just made that up. Let's see. Which understandably alarms gun rights supporters by its subject to approval by the Senate. Biden also touts a $5 billion investment over 8 years to support community violence intervention programs, which is part of the American Jobs Plan and likewise requires congressional approval, and he wants the Justice Department to produce an annual report on firearms trafficking. And
just print more money for that.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
More money. The other three initial actions are legally dubious and seems unlikely that any of them will in fact save lives. Pistol arm braces. So once we get in down into the nitty-gritty, you know that they've lost everything. So let me explain this, Cameron.
Yeah, because that just came across my feed today, and I didn't actually, like, read the head. I just read the headline.
Yeah.
So tell me about the braces.
Within 60 days, Biden says the Justice Department will issue a proposed rule to make clear the addition of a stabilizing brace effectively turns a pistol into a short-barreled rifle subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act. All right. So if you have a pistol and you put a little stock on it, you have broken the law and are going to prison, getting buried. They're going to give you a shovel and your new cell will be under the prison, right? Bad, bad, bad. But if that is not a stock, but in fact a brace, no, that's no problem at all. So currently they have these little sort of, you know, braced pistols, which it makes it easier to shoot. You get a better, better aim, and you hit your target more often. That's the point, right? Put holes in paper. And, these braces they have to be designed differently. They don't work quite as well as a stock does, because a stock is designed to do a thing, and a brace is designed to be something else. So this is to stabilize for somebody who might have wrist issues. Now, they don't diagnose who has wrist issues, so anybody can have a brace.
Sounds like I need a friend with a boat.
Right. So, yeah. That means anyone who owns a pistol with a stabilizing brace, such as a Ruger AR 556, reportedly used by the perpetrator of last month's mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, would have to register it with the ATF and pay a $200 tax. The Gun Owners of America, by the way, that it's, you wish it was that easy, is to just, I'm just going to register this with the ATF and pay a tax. Well, no, they decide whether or not you can have it, too. And
then they can change their mind, apparently.
The machine gun tax is only like $500, if it's that. And you just can't get one. That's all. Gun Owners of America warns that the new policy is certain to result in the confiscation, destruction, or coerced registration of millions of AR pistol, AR-15s, and other legally purchased pistols. Do such pistols actually qualify as short-barreled rifles under the National Firearms Act? The ATF has repeatedly said they do not. Yay.
That's good.
The NFA defines a rifle as a weapon designed or redesigned, made or remade, and intended to be fired from the shoulder. In 2017, the ATF reaffirmed that stabilizing braces are perfectly legal accessories for large handguns or pistols, although an accessory employed as a shoulder stock would make any firearm with a barrel less than 16 inches long an unregistered NFA firearm. So Biden's telling the ATF, which is part of the Justice Department, to reverse that position, meaning that any stabilizing brace would qualify as a shoulder stock. Now, I've seen people with stabilizing braces on their AR-15 pistols, and in fact, it looks and is used very much like a brace, it's a stock, basically, but it looks different. So, you know, whatever the whole thing is, they just sort of make stuff up as they go. But, what's the difference?
It's just very nickel and diming everything.
Well, the kind of nickel and dime stuff that ends you up in prison, though.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's for the cops, nickel and dime stuff, no big deal. Oh, we got them on a technicality. Yippee-ki-yay. But, for your average guy out there, and most of these gun fellas, they're not doing anything
and
wrong.
And gals.
Yeah.
And
they're all about just putting holes in paper, maybe shooting some trees, having a good old time out there. Nothing. Good old American stuff. Nothing wrong with it.
You know, some of us are kind of prepper homesteaders, and we would like to be able to defend our property. And our families.
Every once in a while, something comes along that's going to mess with your stuff that you're growing. I know that I had apples, and sometimes the electric fence doesn't keep them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they get real hungry certain types of year, and it's not so great. Let's see. Biden is telling the ATF, which is part of the Justice Department, to reverse that position, meaning that any stabilizing brace would qualify as a shoulder stock, even if the pistol to which it is attached is not intended to be fired from the shoulder. That seems inconsistent with the statutory definition, although not quite inconsistent as the Trump administration's arbitrary determination that rifles equipped with bump stocks qualified as machine guns. Not anymore, though, by the way, they did take care of that. All this, by the way, from Reason.com, Jacob Solomon reporting. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on this. You like the idea that Biden's changing the gun rules? 603-283-6160. We don't need Congress. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Pretty much any day of the year, it's Free Talk Live's live. So, it's Mark with you.
And Clamoring.
Clamoring, thanks for sitting in with me. You know, it's not as easy to find co-host as it used to be when the government goes and locks them up.
Turns out all my friends are in jail.
Yeah, yeah. You go right ahead and find out all about that by heading on over to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee, Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. And the Crypto Six were arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because their charges aren't a joke. It's just going to take serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them fight in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the legal defense at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, this is going to be a really, really important case, and I don't think people are quite aware of how groundbreaking this is going
to
be.
If they manage to call buying and selling Bitcoin money transmission,
I mean, whichever direction it goes, it's going to...
It's bad.
it's going to have worldwide effect.
And my favorite part is that, of course, we have to come up with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to, you know, defend ourselves. They've just got the full faith and credit of the United States government to you know, push whatever crackpot legal theory they've got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, the lawyers I've talked to say that the Crypto Six, or at least five of the Crypto Six, have committed no crime. No crime.
I can't see any crime there, certainly.
Yeah. Ian Freeman is accused of selling Bitcoin to somebody who said that they were going to buy drugs. Now, I don't believe it for a second.
I don't either. I know Ian. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I've been there when he turned people down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have yet to produce any evidence. So, anyway, let's go on with this story here where Joe Biden says he doesn't care about the law either. What Biden does want the ATF to reinterpret the NFA, National Firearms Act, in this way. Why does he want them to do that? Because pistol arm braces can make a firearm more stable and accurate while still being concealable. That improvement in stability and accuracy, he believes, makes such weapons especially appealing to mass shooters. Now,
wait, so
shooters.
An AR-15 is concealable?
Yeah, you could conceal an AR pistol. Sure.
I don't know. I wear dresses usually, so it's harder.
Never mind that mass shooters actually favor ordinary handguns, or that mass shootings account for less than 1% of gun homicides, or that the absence of stabilizing braces, like the absence of the military-style features targeted by proposed federal assault weapons bans that Joe Biden supports, cannot reasonably be expected to have any noticeable impact on the frequency or lethality of such crimes. For Biden, the fact that the bolder shooter used a pistol with a stabilizing brace is enough to make such accessories intolerable. And this is the thing. This is that they wait for an opportunity. They say, okay, it happened. Because that shooting out in Vegas a couple of years ago or whatever, the guy did use a bump stock. You know, you didn't need a bump stock. You can just make an AR rock back and forth in your hands and do the same thing as a bump stock does.
This just reminds me of my time in, like, the corporate world where some mistake is made or something and management, quote-unquote, has to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, which is, of course... ridiculous.
So, let's see. Let's go on to gun kits. Within 30 days, Biden says the Justice Department will issue a proposed rule to help stop the proliferation of ghost guns. The government has hated this. They want every gun accounted for. He's referring to kits containing nearly all of the components and directions for finishing a firearm within as little as 30 minutes and using these firearms to commit crimes. Mark McDonald explained how this works and why it's perfectly legal in a 2018 Reason tutorial. This, by the way, article from Reason Magazine. Restricting or banning 80% gun kits without new legislation would require some more creative reinterpretation of federal law, changing the definition of firearm to include parts that currently do not qualify. And this is the thing about this is that, I mean, these are just gun parts. None of these things kill people. You have to put them together, and this is a way for a person...
And have ill intent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if, I mean, anybody who wants to have an AR-15 can do it a little cheaper with one of these 80% kits.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I love the old Joe Biden. Just get it. Come on, ladies, just get a double-barreled shotgun. And then all the pictures of the ladies firing double-barreled shotguns and falling on their butts. And then video of ladies firing ARs and how easy it is for women to protect themselves and their homes and their families.
And how about you just stay out of my business?
That's right.
Like, let me choose my own defense mechanism.
I want to see these kits treated as firearms, Biden says. He wants to treat a kit that it could not shoot as a firearm. What is the point of this exercise in executive branch lawmaking? When these firearms turn up at crime scenes, Biden says, they often cannot be traced by law enforcement due to a lack of a serial number. If they've shown up at the crime scene, what difference does it make where they came from? What difference does it make? I mean, do we have to know they all came through the Mexican cartels that Obama supplied years ago? He does not say how often that happens or explain the chain of logic between forcing criminals to use guns with serial numbers and preventing them from killing people in the first place. Presumably, the idea is that eliminating the option of homemade guns would raise homicide clearance rates enough to enhance deterrence and save lives. But that's just an assumption.
I mean, come on, we all watch CSI and other murder shows. Like, the serial numbers don't matter at all.
Yeah, they don't. And the things you see on CSI aren't real cop work anyway.
Well, no, I watch a lot of true crime stuff, but I was just throwing that out there.
Whether or not you buy that, eliminating the option of homemade guns is simply not possible. As J.D. Thusell notes, the problem with imposing legal restrictions intended to stop a practice that is designed to evade legal restrictions is that you were outflanked before you ever started. If the Biden administration actually succeeded in unilaterally restricting or banning 80% kits, hobbyists might have to take a few more steps or invest in a 3D printer. And that's exactly right. Once you outlaw 80% lowers, then you got 70% lowers.
I mean, people are already doing that, but...
Yeah, just that fast. 3D printed guns. They'd already shown that, Defense Distributed can, it's just speech. They can put out whatever they need to put out as far as kits on how to 3D print guns. Just a bunch of bureaucrats talking. 603-283-6160. You happy with geriatric Jesus yet? Orange Hitler's gone. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the state of California cannot impose any COVID restrictions on religious services held in private homes. In a 5-4 ruling, the majority wrote that the state has allowed businesses to operate during the pandemic and that targeting religious gatherings with restrictions would violate the First Amendment. California had restricted indoor religious gatherings in private residences to members of up to 3 households as long as they were wearing masks. The court's order goes into effect next week. and two Salt Lake County, Utah sheriff's deputies are recovering after being shot Saturday outside the Salt Lake County Metro Jail. The deputies encountered a man in the parking lot of the complex who pulled out a handgun and shot at them. The deputies returned fire and the suspect was killed. One deputy is in critical but stable condition after being shot in the eye. The other was shot in the cheek and is in stable condition. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration continues to look for more space to house an increasing number of migrants crossing the southern border. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will take over several hotels in the Chandler, Arizona area to hold migrant families for processing. Congressman Brad Wenstrup recently visited the southern border, and the Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the conditions at the border are benefiting the cartels.
So the situation is inhumane. You know, I mentioned just briefly Health and Human Services policy. Well, guess what? That policy is not the policy of the cartels. And so you have women and children that are being trafficked, and the cartels and smugglers don't follow the rules, and they are the ones that are benefiting from this. The policies that have been put in place, we learned, are clearly benefiting the cartels, because not only are they making money by bringing people across, they're also making money because more of their drugs and weapons and things like that that they smuggle are getting across as well because of the diversion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Smart with you.
And clamoring.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We got a couple of people on the line here, but I think we'll go right to Nobody, who is one of our co-hosts who's sitting off of the Merrimack County Jail. Nobody, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, it's a little echoey, but we'll do our best.
Groovy, groovy. I'm just calling in first. I wanted to say, hey, baby, to Tampa.
Hi there.
And secondly, I wanted to thank the people who are apparently out protesting at the jail today. I saw MCAP flags marching up and down the road.
Yeah, it's nice to be supported, that's for sure.
Yeah. Were you guys aware of that?
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I was aware. There's a number of events going on this weekend in support of Crypto 6.
Excellent. And you can find out more at thecrypto6.com if you need to check that out. So what's going on there, Nobody?
Well, I'm in jail.
Yep.
And mostly hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. But I'll tell you what, I got... I've heard from two attorneys in the last couple of days, which is nice. I heard from my new court-appointed attorney, who actually strikes me as he's not a crypto expert, but he seems like he's good people. Whereas the last guy, I was never that comfortable with. This guy seems cool. Then another person, I don't know if she wants to be named, but she called me, and she's an investigator, and her husband is an attorney, and they are very crypto savvy, apparently, and and they're interested in the case. And I think I may, because I'm not sure what my representation situation is now, but I may ask them to support me in several lawsuits that I want to file against the jail, because, you know, that's the best thing you can do if you're in jail, is sue the hell out of the jail.
Do they want to get rid of you? Is that the idea?
Yeah. And let's see, beyond that, I believe the goal is that the first edition of the Church of the Invisible Hand newsletter will be going out on Monday, and it will be going out. I've got a flock of six members in here, give or take. And there's going to be some stuff that I wrote, and hopefully some stuff that other people wrote. And this will be a way that, because we're all pre-trial here, this will be an opportunity for people to catch up with people, and as these people fan out through the federal prison system, assuming that, you know, those that are convicted and sentenced, as they fan out through the federal prison system, this will allow us to push a religious revival through the system. And
I've been always curious about the incarceration of people who are to be presumed innocent. I mean, our court system asks a great deal of sort of dichotomous thinking from us. On one hand, you are to believe that a person being held in jail is clearly a flight risk, which you're not, and a danger to society, which you're not, but that they are innocent until proven guilty all at the same time. What kind of nonsense is that?
And it's a weird presumption, too, because even talking about my friends who are not in this community about this case, they're kind of like, well, what did they do?
Right. That's the first thing to say. And, you know, if you read any of the articles, it all sounds like it's open and shut, because the government put out a memo and the reporters wrote their articles based on the memo the government put out.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I fired my attorney is that reporters were trying to talk to me, and he wouldn't let them through. And it's like, I want to talk to reporters. I don't have anything to hide. I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, don't go down the nothing to hide fallacy route.
Oh, everybody's got something to hide. The fact is that
it's none of their business.
We've all committed crimes, and we don't even know them.
As I said to my last attorney, I understand that in your business nobody tells the truth, but you got to understand, I'm nobody.
And nobody tells the truth.
So that is, I guess that's in a nutshell what's going on. I wanted to thank the protesters for being out there, and
we'll make sure the message gets out.
Lots of people trying to help the Crypto Six. Absolutely. At thecrypto6.com. Rich Paul, excuse me, nobody. I'll never get used to your new name.
It's okay to, there's actually an article that will be coming out called My Three Names. There's nothing wrong with calling me Rich Paul if you're a friend, but if you claim authority over me without my consent, you can call me nobody and nothing else, because that's my slave name.
What's the third name?
The third name is Pope Indigent. That's my papal name.
Pope Indigent the First. Well, people can take care of that at thecrypto6.com, and hopefully get a little money going for your legal defense fund.
And do we know the new pope's name yet?
It remains Pope to be announced.
Pope to be announced. Okay.
Pope to be announced of the Church of the Invisible Hand, correct?
Yep, it's true. He's picking slow, but he'll pick.
All right. Well, nobody.
Thanks for having me.
If that's that, then I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Nobody's managed to actually make these calls without doing them collect, which is so much easier than real life.
Our community has been very good about making sure that his commissary is topped off, yep, so that he can make calls like this.
Indeed. And it used to be the commissary was just, you know, candy bars and cocoa mix, but not so much these days. Now you've got, I mean, these phone calls are basically
very expensive.
$2, $3, $4
Very expensive.
A call. I mean, they make the old style collect calls look cheap, and there's nothing you can do about it. They got a captive audience. In as a captive audience can be.
Like, literally captive.
And there's no way to, you know, fix it, so you just got to kind of live with it. And the thing that worries me the most is it is very, very difficult for a person who is being detained to actually mount a real defense. It's not easy at all.
I was really worried that he was going to try to do it completely by himself. For a little while there, but so I'm really glad that he's got counsel now and is on that path.
Well, this coming week he'll have counsel that specializes in crypto also. So, you know, it takes a little while to get these things put together, but they do get put together slow but sure. And
it's just such a monumental case. Like,
yeah,
it's so important that, like, this case is so monumentally important.
I think that these attorneys, the actual cryptocurrency attorneys, when they step in, is that they're just going to get most of these charges dropped because most of them claim, just by looking at it, that this isn't money transmission. And then what? Here's what I want to know.
I don't agree with your optimism that it's going to automatically get dropped. I think that there are higher powers involved here that have an invested interest in seeing which way this goes.
That's true. And there's certainly banks that are trying, the FBI is just their lapdog, you know. The banks definitely want it so that people can't just buy and sell cryptocurrency. But the laws are not on their side.
I agree with you. The current ones aren't.
And so we'll see how it all goes. But I don't know. I mean, it certainly could be demoralizing for anybody who's caught up in it. And the Crypto Six certainly are. TheCrypto6.com. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why I call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And clamoring.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this situation where Joe Biden is apparently just issuing some executive orders surrounding how your guns are allowed to look. But let's go to the phones. We've got Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Marky Mark, what up, man?
Well, it's nice to be free.
I don't mean to laugh, but you sound so deadpan, you make me laugh when you say stuff like that.
You know?
Okay.
It's better than being locked up in jail like nobody.
Here in Georgia, we're in jail, Joe. Anyway. Hey, I just want to know something, man. Tell me, Marky Mark, explain something to me, okay?
I'm listening.
When is the scumbag Eric Nelson, the scumbag ambulance chaser, two-faced, can't even ask questions on the witnesses with a straight face, okay, trying to prove that George Floyd killed himself, not Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck, okay, for almost 9 minutes. That didn't kill him. He died of a drug overdose because he had heart trouble and blocked arteries, okay?
Yeah.
Where's he going to put the scumbag cop who's taking notes on the other three scumbag cops that watched him murder this man in cold blood over $20 damn? Where's he going to put their ass on the witness stand and let them answer some questions? Because he's drilling the living hell out of the doctors. They're like three, four doctors, all of them said, hey, this was a homicide, okay? This was a homicide.
Well,
you got the police, you say, we didn't teach him to do this, okay? You got people that deal with this kind of work in the police department. We don't teach this, okay?
Yep. The
we don't teach
that,
this. Yeah. Where's he going to put the scumbag cop that caused all this on the witness stand, and let's see him tap dance when he gets questioned by the prosecution?
Well, everybody's got to make their own decision as to how they're going to run their defense case. It's often a bad idea to put the the defense.
When they're guilty, it's a bad idea. When they're innocent, it's a good idea. But when you got tape like that, hey, don't believe what that tape says to assure you, okay? That's not real. Believe what the scumbag Egg Nelson says to you. Because if you get him off, if he walks out of this, okay, Egg Nelson's going to burn in hell. Them four cops, they're going to burn in hell, then they're going to rot in hell. Okay? If that jury
can
watch that damn tape and let them scumbags off for this, okay? This is just as bad or worse than what they did to Rodney King. And the all-white jury said, oh, no, they didn't do anything wrong.
This isn't an all-white jury, though, is it?
Look, you think I don't trust nobody on a jury these days.
I tend not to either. But probably for a variety of different reasons. This case has gotten so much coverage. Seems unlikely to me that they're going to be able to just sort of come in and say, nah, don't worry, the cops, they do this stuff all the time.
Hey, George Zimmerman got away with murder.
Zimmerman.
Kathy Anthony got away with murder. She murdered her own child and she got away with it. She blamed her father, okay? She got away with murder.
I totally agree with you that it is completely 100% wrong. But I think we can all just call a spade and recognize that cops are kind of above the law a little bit.
Yeah, they seem to be.
Why? Why is it? How
not,
is it that
I'm
people can enforce the
way.
Law?
I'm
Let me tell you something. I got investigated a couple of years ago because I was accused of abusing my mom, all right?
Okay.
So I walked into the hospital to see my mom because they took me like. I took her to the hospital three times to get her some help because she had pneumonia. Okay? The third time I took her there, I begged them to put her in the hospital. I said, if you put her in here, I'm going to take her across the street. They finally gave in and they put her in the hospital. I walked into her room about 4 or 5 o'clock that afternoon. It was a Sunday afternoon, okay? I walked into her room and my mom suffers with dementia and she just like, she's going off on me. And I told a white guy walked into the room and said, he says, you're disturbing the patient. I said, my mom's got dementia. He said, I don't care. I'll throw you out of here. And they threw me out, and the next thing you know, I got a cop on my doorstep investigating me for abuse.
Mm.
Okay? They didn't find anything. They kept her in the hospital for a month. And so when they brought her home and they came to talk to me, they said, oh, well, she's confused and she's paranoid. I said, what the hell you think I've been telling you
everybody
when you put her in there?
You know, it's like everybody walks in the room, she yells at them. So they don't have
And there was a white
else.
Guy, and they threw me out. And they threw me, he said, I'll throw you out of here. Look, let me tell you something, man. I'm 64 damn years old, all right? I lived in a foreign country for a year. I traveled all over the place. For 9 years being in the Air Force, I've never been thrown out of anywhere before. Never. That's the first time that has happened. And as I walked out the door, my exact words to him were, you know what I said to him? You only throwing me out here because I'm black. You know what he said to me? I got black in my family. He's a damn liar. No. And I never saw that guy ever again.
Turns out we all did.
No.
Thanks for calling, Jerome. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's, we called in about these guys in the George Floyd situation, and
just like you and I were talking about it,
I don't see a defense for those cops. Honestly,
it's kind of guilty until proven innocent situation right now.
Well, when police have to deal with a corrupt judicial system, I don't feel bad for them. I mean, they ran too many people through it. And they have all the...
I don't ever feel bad for cops, personally, but...
They have all the training and everything to be ready to deal with the judicial system. So if the judicial system ever works as it's intended to, you remember the old axiom, it's better that 9 guilty men go free than 1 guilty person be convicted, or whatever the terminology is. If it ever works like that, it works like that with cops.
But, like, cops and the legal system and lawyers and judges and stuff like that, those are different systems, really. I mean, I know it falls all under the same umbrella,
sure.
But...
Yeah, that's the judicial system's different than the executive branch, but yeah, they certainly work together. And when the prosecutor, who's part of the executive branch, decides that they don't want to see bail conditions for an individual, they tend to get what they want. It's
definitely
you don't see the prosecution get scolded too often.
No.
In these systems, and they're always the less educated of the lawyers out there. But, you know, that seems to be the way it goes. Let's go on with this article from Reason Magazine about Biden setting up new rules here. If Biden administration actually succeeded in unilaterally restricting or banning 80% kits, these are guns that you can make a gun with an 80% kit. Hobbyists might have to take a few more steps or invest in a 3D printer, but there's no practical way to prevent them from making their own guns if they're determined to do so. Placing tighter restrictions on 80% receivers and other precursors parts for firearms is equivalent to the old Soviet regime trying to shut down the Sazmatbet underground press by regulating copiers. It was an inconvenience, but the publishing network worked around the restrictions.
Can we put a pin in that for just a second?
Sure.
Because I think maybe some listeners don't really understand what 80% means.
Yeah, 80% lower is like a block of aluminum.
Right.
That you take a drill press and put a few holes in.
Right.
And then maybe a tap and die kit or something like that, and then suddenly you've got a gun. And
well, not suddenly.
Yeah. You can do it as fast as 30 minutes. It usually takes a couple hours.
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I don't believe 30 minutes. I want to see a video of that.
Somebody who's done a bunch of them can really plow through them. But yeah. There's, there's some drilling involved and these kind of things. I personally don't want all those little slivers of metal in my, work area. I don't like it.
I mean, I'm a crafter myself, so when I got my kit, I was like, I've got all the tiny tools.
So you have made an 80%?
I've not done the 80%, but I built my own weapons.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Well, we'll go on with this. And you can call in 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. You know, I don't want to give the cops all the trouble out there. I know there's plenty of good guys and gals who are doing work at law enforcement and stuff like that. But I got to say, it's hard to like cops.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.